Hey everybody, this is Ryan with Let's Talk Relationships. This is actually our very first episode, which is kind of exciting. So to give you kind of an idea of what kind of material you'll find on this podcast, we're going to be talking about just different aspects of relationships, whether that's kind of the initial dating stages, whether that's meeting someone new, relationship maintenance. We're going to kind of weigh in and have a few guests on the show, so it's not just going to be me talking. But after that, we're just going to have a different topic every week and have some interaction. I'll be answering some questions from listeners. And just thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Really appreciate the support. So our first episode, which I feel would be an appropriate conversation, is, you know, is kind of the same with a podcast. You know, what makes me want to decide that I want to listen to the next episode or subscribe? I'm going to use an analogy of that to dating. So first kind of topic of conversation is going to be dating. How do you decide somebody is going to be scheduled or set up for another date with us? So, you know, how do we decide that? What are some things to think about and some good ideas for first dates so you can get the most out of that experience? So the first thing that we're going to talk about is just some general practical guidelines for dating in general, how you can decide who would be a good fit to go on a date with, maybe some things you can do to do a little bit of initial screening to make sure that you would maybe have a good time with that person before you actually do meet up with them in person. A lot of these tips are going to be related to online dating because in a general rule, that's kind of the way that a lot of people feel that would be an appropriate way to get into the dating realm and also to kind of put feelers out there to see what that experience is going to look like. So the first thing is really to have a good understanding of what you're looking for. So a wise person once said, if you don't know what you're looking for, then how in the world do you expect to find it? And you don't want to rely on serendipity or some sort of happenstance or luck. You know, the expression, a blind pig finds a truffle every now and then. We really don't want to leave a whole lot up to chance. There is a little bit of mystery and intrigue that goes along with that. But I think if we're trying to be responsible with our feelings and to keep ourselves engaged and interested in the experience, because really at the end of the day, even if you decide not that that's your soulmate, you still might have some experience or thoughts in sharing some of that with someone else. So not necessarily a way or means to an end, but necessarily a way to interact with other people and have some really enriching experiences. So that's the first thing that you need to think about. Are you looking for casual dating? Are you just kind of wanting to hang out with some people on the weekends? Are you looking for the person that you would eventually hope to marry? So it really have to define what you're looking for you before you go out there to experience that with anyone else. And once you've kind of clearly defined that and what you're looking for, and of course, this is also a gray area because sometimes you really just don't know until you get out there. But I think you need to be honest with yourself about what that looks like. So once you've kind of established that whole frame of reference, you can actually get on to some popular dating apps. Of course, I'm not endorsing any of these. These are just a few that you can use. You know, there's Tinder, there's Bumble, there's Hinge. Those are just a few to name. They do have free services associated with them. You can pay for premium memberships and get a little bit more of an advantage for going through and matching with other people and those kinds of things. But those are some suggestions of just different things. Of course, go with whatever you'd like. There are tons of options out there to pick from as far as channels to meet people on. One of the reasons that I recommend using dating apps, and there's kind of a general stigma attached to them, is because you can do some really good understanding of the other person and maybe what they're looking for as well before you even really meet them. So if they have something on their profile or they have something out there that maybe doesn't align with what you're looking for, you know that up front. And you can exchange a few messages with them. And I'll get to that here in a little bit. So the first step that you want to do is create a profile. So the first thing when creating a profile that you want to do is consider, I want some group photos, but the first couple of photos, and a lot of these apps will suggest that you use pictures of yourself and not include other people. And the reason for that is just so people that are looking at your profile know it's you and not someone else. And there's not a whole lot of guesswork that goes into figuring out who the profile is associated with. So once you've determined that and decided on a few handful of photos, some of them will go through a process of authenticating that you're a real person. So they might have you take a picture of yourself in the app, and then it sends to their support team. Their support team confirms you're an actual human being and not a bot or spamming or any of those kinds of things. And then you can get started with your profile. So you have your pictures associated. You go through, some of them have prompt questions such as what do you like to do on the weekends? Or if you were a superhero, what superhero would you be? Different things along those lines. This is really a good way for you to kind of show off your personality at a very high level. I'm a firm believer that a sense of humor is a good way to relate to another person. I don't necessarily think it's the best indication of a sustainable relationship and a deal breaker if you don't have the exact same sense of humor. A sense of humor is a really good indicator of your scope and sense of orientation for how you see the world. Because, you know, there is one thing that you can't really pretend to do and it be genuine, and that's laugh. So if you are watching a movie with someone or watching a TV show, or you listen or hear a funny joke and you laugh, a lot of that's involuntary and some of that is associated with the people that you're with. But you're going to want to make sure that you're being true to that. So that's one suggestion I would have. If that's important to you and you think that that is kind of a deal breaker for being with someone, is them not sharing that same sense of orientation for how you see the world, that's perfectly fine. And you don't need to be overly creative. I mean, we can smell out when people are saying these pithy, creative things that they maybe copy and pasted from a website they saw on the internet or something along those lines. And that's okay to use that as entertainment. It's not necessarily okay to put that on your profile, because once someone interacts with you or they meet you in person, they're going to instantly acknowledge, okay, well, this person isn't what they kind of portrayed throughout that interaction that we had on the profile. So just be true to who you are. I think there's a really big movement and thought that goes along. A real true sense of self-confidence is being okay with others not liking you. And once you can come to terms with that, the bottom line is, no matter how good of a person you are, no matter how likable you are, no matter how charming you might be, there are just going to be people who don't align with the way that you see the world, and that's okay. You will find plenty of people that you can spend time with that are aligned with how you see the world and can relate to you as a person, and you don't really have to spend a ton of time going through and figuring those kinds of things out. So just be true to who you are. I know it sounds kind of cliche to say that, but really come to terms with that and just go with that flow. So once you've kind of gotten your online presence set up with your profile, the next step is to match with other people. So a way that a lot of these dating apps work is you it's a swipe to like someone. I know it's kind of tempting to swipe based off of physical appearance entirely, but I will say it does serve you a purpose to go through and view some of their profile. Of course, if there is absolutely no physical attraction whatsoever, sometimes that is a deal breaker for some people. I'm not going to judge anyone and say you're shallow for seeing somebody that you don't necessarily think is a gorgeous human being by their looks and skipping them. I just also think that it's important to consider the whole person and not just what they look like. So just disclaimer there. Look at their profile, and when you match with them, and you don't match with them until they like you back or swipe you or whatever the app dynamic looks like, And once you are connected, one way, great way to kind of open up that conversation, because some of these apps like Bumble, for example, it does require that the woman messages the man first, and that's okay. It's giving some initiative to the woman to start that conversation. When some of the other ones are just whoever wants to start first can do that. I am a firm believer of really giving their profile a good look and seeing what's important to them, and then just asking them questions, because, you know, we're all tuned into that radio station, WIIFM, which is What's In It For Me. And what that means is everybody likes to talk about themselves. Everybody likes to get into that cadence of kind of self disclosure and sharing who they are with other people. So if you can kind of open up with an open-ended question about something that's on their profile, it's a great way to initiate conversation. I know some of the apps suggest that you pay people compliments, and that's okay. I would just encourage you to kind of move away from physical things, because if you swiped on them, I think it's kind of already implied, or matched with them, that it's implied that you find them physically attractive. Maybe not. That's not always the case. But it can be helpful to understand that component of it, and paying somebody a compliment for something that they enjoy or something that they like, or their taste in movies or music or television or life or what they enjoy doing, can be a really great way to connect with someone. So that's just a suggestion. Of course, that's not a one-size-fits-all for everybody, but that's a good way to start a conversation. And so once that's happened, I personally like to go through and have a little bit of interaction before I decide to meet up with them in person. And part of that is because I know some people aren't great at texting, and some people aren't great at asynchronous messaging. So by asynchronous, I just mean that I'm sending a message, waiting for their reply. They send me a message, wait for my reply. With apps, it can become really, really choppy, especially if you don't check the app often. So what I would suggest doing is maybe kind of establishing, hey, by the way, if you want to text or something along those lines, I really don't see any problem with exchanging phone numbers if you both are comfortable doing that. If you're a man, sometimes it's a little easier for you to put out your phone number first. And that way, if the woman doesn't feel comfortable doing that, then that's okay. You don't have to do that. But I think it's important to at least discuss that first. So if you decide to do that, great. If not, and you want to stick to the app communication until you meet up, that's perfectly fine as well. So those are some just different things to consider and think about. But the reason, again, that I like to have a little bit of conversation is to see if there's a chemistry there with how we're interacting. So if I message someone and they send me a one-word response, and that's kind of the cadence of the conversation, is it's very choppy. For me, that almost might be an indication of how they interact in person, which can be kind of an excruciating first date. That's not necessarily gospel truth, of course, but it's still important to consider. And my experience has been that when I have good conversations with people over a text platform, it's generally a pretty good conversation in person too. So anyway, something to consider. Once you've done that and you decide, hey, it's time to meet up. And some people ask, you know, what's a time frame that's appropriate to do that? I don't think there's necessarily a really great time frame. I think it's what you both are comfortable with. Also, you don't necessarily want to spend several weeks messaging back and forth, because that can be a guessing game for how you might feel about each other. And with the dynamics of online dating, it can be a really frustrating experience for one person if they're wanting to meet up and they feel like the other person might not be on board doing that, or just kind of maybe in some cases use the app for validation, because that is another challenge, is some people just like to be on the app to get validation that, hey, I'm still attractive. Maybe they just went through a breakup, or they aren't really serious about dating or meeting someone. They just want to use it to entertain themselves at home or on the road or wherever. And that's not to say that everyone's like that, but there are some individuals out there who use that app or those apps for that purpose. So just to kind of protect yourself from that, you can always suggest to meet up if the person that's on the other end says no, or they're not interested in meeting up, or they want to get to know you a little bit better through the messaging platform. That's okay too. Once you've decided to meet up, these are just a few suggestions of places that you can go, things you can do that I feel like I've had really great experience with to get to know someone. And that's not to get to know someone front to back, because in my opinion, that's a whole process through life, especially if you decide to be with them long term, but to get to know them well enough to decide that you want to spend more time with them. And so one thing that you can do is you can go on a walk in the park. I know it sounds a little cliche to do something like that, but if you go grab a cup of coffee and instead of sitting there and kind of having it almost feels in a lot of cases, if you go out for a drink with somebody or you go to a restaurant and eat dinner with them, it almost kind of feels a little bit too interviewish, because you're both on other sides on opposite sides of the table or the booth. And then, you're both sitting down and there's someone who's coming by to check on you every now and then. It kind of feels nice to just have free flowing conversation where both people don't feel kind of boxed into this little space. It's not to say that those are bad. It's just this suggestion that I'm providing you is a good way to go, because it's easy. You're getting up and moving around. You're getting your blood flowing. And especially if it's a nice day outside, and even when it's not, and maybe I'm being a little nostalgic here, but even when it's cold outside, bundling up real nice and grabbing a cup of coffee or a tea or just a hot drink, hot chocolate or something along those lines. If you don't drink caffeine, that's okay too. And just kind of walking together, and you can really enjoy being outside and spending time there. A couple of other suggestions that I would have are just to do any activities together. So an activity is a way that you can really get to know how the other person gets enjoyment out of that experience, and also how they act under pressure. Maybe if it's something like, I don't know, doing an escape room or something like that, that might be best suited for a few dates in, or with a group of people for sure. But something along those lines can be really helpful. Just anything that is interactive. Those are just a few suggestions that I would have. But for the most part, just anything that can help you get along there. All right, so the date happens. So let's play out what that looks like and maybe some things that you can consider and think about while you're on the date, different topics of conversation, some different ideas. I'm a firm believer that you should just be natural. You should listen. You know, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. You have one mouth so you can talk less than you listen. And so when you're interacting with that other person and you're having conversation, it's very, very important to not think about what you're going to say next. And it can be kind of nerve-wracking, especially if you have any sort of social anxiety or it's kind of difficult. You're a more introverted person. You like to be away from people and different things like that. It can be really tough to get all of that information and process it and then also be able to send back. But people can really tell when you're listening, and they can tell when you're waiting to talk. And so I would say just really be there, be present, don't have an agenda. Having a few topics to talk about, if it's important to you to find somebody who's driven in their career, you want to find someone who is really interesting, and by interesting, I mean interested in a lot of the same kinds of things that you are, asking about those kinds of things and going in with that thought is okay. But going in there with exactly what you're going to say and your exact response to everything that they're going to say and having that planned is a really bad strategy, because that's not really a fulfilling, enriching experience getting to know another person. So strongly encourage you to just be very authentic and be present. There's a lot of research and a lot of study that's gone into mindfulness, and mindfulness is really just being present. And that's not to say that every aspect of your life needs to be that way, but being present with another person, not checking your phone, not being concerned with where you have to be or what you need to be doing. Those are some just different suggestions that I would have for you when you're going on that first date. So when you're talking with them, maybe you're having a good time and you decide, okay, cool. So then you want to maybe do a little bit of planning for the next date. So you can do next is you can say, look, you know, I had a really great time with you. I think it'd be kind of cool to hang out again. Maybe plan for something later. It's also okay to just thank them for their time. Say it was nice meeting them. And then on the follow-up, and that would be a text or generally a text is sufficient, but you can call them or message them on the app if you didn't exchange numbers. And if you're legitimately not interested in seeing them again, that is okay. I know there's a really big stigma and there's a really rough go of things for some people when they get ghosted or people just don't really want any sort of repercussions for rejecting another person. But at the end of the day, I always like to say treat other people how you'd like to be treated. So if you wouldn't want somebody to just not talk to you anymore and then wonder, you know, well, what did I do wrong? You know, what did they not like about me? And you internalize a lot of those things. Just be very forthright. Say, look, you know, I really enjoyed spending time with you. It was nice meeting you. I didn't really feel there was a connection there. Good luck in the dating world or finding someone else. It seems in a lot of ways, I think people are kind of scared to hurt other people's feelings, but there is a respectful way of doing it. And if you handle it like you are being considerate of their feelings, then they'll appreciate that. So anyway, so let's say the other part is you want to hang out with them again. So what are some good second dates? There are a couple of suggestions that I would have here. One thing that's kind of a fun a date idea, and it's kind of a, I don't want to say old fashioned, but it's definitely a pretty common thing, is to do a date with a movie and a dinner after. The reason I say it in that order is because if you watch the movie first and then go eat dinner after, that gives you something to talk about at dinner. So you can talk about the movie, you can talk about what you thought about the characters or the plot, or if it was an emotional movie, what part of it made you cry, anyway, so just pretty much any of those kinds of things. I like dinner for the second one, and to pick for or suggest something is always a good way to go. I think sometimes we have so many decisions to make, it can just be a back and forth. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? And then it ends up being a really, almost kind of an exhausting experience because neither of you are really making any sort of decisions. So I feel like suggestions are a good way to go. I, of course, think there comes a time where if you are always asking or suggesting something, it might come across to the other person like, well, don't you want to know what I want to do? So it never hurts every once in a while to change that up and say, you know, what are you in the mood for this time? Those kinds of things. And that gets a little bit further on or further along in the dating where you might be exclusive and so on. So those are that's just one suggestion. Another thing is finding something that you both might like to do together. So if you both enjoy cooking, doing a little cooking class night or something like that would be a fun time. Touring a brewery, a distillery, going to some wine tasting, that's always a really good second date. So those are just a few suggestions. And then after that, it's just kind of take things from there. I think after the second date, if you've found that you really enjoy spending time with a person, it becomes easy to make some plans moving forward, and then you can just kind of let things roll. But we'll kind of save that for another episode. So how do you know that you want to spend time with a person again? You know, that is a subjective thing, of course. You don't, there's not a formula for what that should look like. But also, if the other person responds and says, you know what, I appreciated meeting you, or they don't respond, or maybe they don't reach back out to you after that first date, it's really tough not to take that personally. But at the end of the day, if that person doesn't want to hang out with you again, that's okay. There'll be plenty more people and people that will be more attuned to what you need and what you want, and also maybe have a little bit more in common and be a more enjoyable experience. So you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you. All right, everybody. Well, that's it for episode one. Really want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. Again, this is Ryan with Let's Talk Relationships. In the next episode, we're going to talk a little bit in depth about how the dynamic of, you know, affection is for relationships, and how that whole thing factors into how people perceive the other person caring about them, and so on. So thanks again for tuning in. Have a good day.